just not a guy that's going to show up with a couple stacks of records and just pull what I feel like pulling. You know, I start going, this is what I want to hear throughout the night, how it's going to work. So I feel like I'm almost duplicating my show, and then when it comes to recording my show a day or two later, I'm like, I just, you know, even though these people probably weren't there, but I feel like I just did that, and it just feels fake, and so I think I'm going to pretty much stop DJing pretty soon.
Really? You have that show coming up.
In Lawrence. And I've got one more in Kansas City, and then I think I'm just going to keep it to my anniversary show every year that I do at Record Bar.
Oh, really? Like at your anniversary for Sonic Spectrum?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I do a big anniversary weekend there every year.
And so is the kind of music you play at the shows pretty much like Sonic Spectrum, or is it more like dancey? I mean...
It depends. I play a lot of stuff I can't play on Sonic Spectrum because, you know, it is a free-form show, but I'm still on an NPR affiliate station, and we have a certain demographic. I push the boundaries a lot farther than anybody here thought I would, or even I thought I would. You know, doing a whole hour on Bon Scott of AC/DC, that, you know, doesn't happen on many public radio stations, but... You know, I grew up a punk rocker, and so, I mean, when I play out, I play a lot of stuff that I don't play